I invite the children forward for a brief children's message. Please come on down. Hi, Paul. Hi, Samina. Hi, Kaya. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Kaya. Hi, Kaya. Oh, my goodness. What happened this morning? Hi, Caleb. How are you? Hi, Janie. Wow, lots of people here. Hi, Laurel. Hi, Ingrid. Good morning. Hi, Claire. Yes. Hi, Larissa. Hello, nice to have you here today. Good to see everyone. Nice to have you here. Peace. We want to talk about how we receive news, okay? How do you receive news? Maybe a voice that could share news. Let's think back long before newspapers. We want to think about how you receive news. People would go out and ring a bell in the town. And what would they say when they wanted to announce news? Does anyone have an idea of what they'd say? Yes. Very good. Can you stand up and say, with your arms, just hands like this, and say, hear ye, Mr. King.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Wow. Very good. This Christmas program's got you going. That's good. Okay, well, newspapers came, and then news was shared a little differently, I think. In towns, people would go out to the street corners, and when they shared, they didn't just announce it. They would say something else. They'd hold up their newspaper, and what would they say? What's the special thing that they say? Yes, sir, right here.
Extra, extra. Read all about it.
All right, there you go. All right, can you stand up and do your best? Hold up a newspaper and just extra, extra, read all about it.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
All right, very good. Wow. That's amazing. Well, I don't think we do that today, do we? You'd find it strange if you don't buy news that way anymore. How do we hear our news today? We're in the 21st century, my goodness. How do we get the news? Caleb?
Television.
All right, you watch the television. The news anchor tells us about what's going on. How do you hear the news? Anyone else? Laurel, Ingrid, how do you hear the news in today? What's going on? Any thoughts? Yes, sir, over here. How do you hear the news?
Somebody brings the newspapers and things into our mailboxes.
Okay, still people read the newspapers. Yep, very good. Anybody else?
Phones.
All right, phones, yeah. Phones, radios, very good. That's how we hear the news. Well, I don't know if you paid attention there with the gospel lesson this morning, but long before John the Baptist came, God promised through a prophet Isaiah that he would share the news through a voice that would cry out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And I kind of hinted at his name. Did you catch who that voice was going to be? Who is that person who's going to share that special message? Caleb? No. He was going to share about Jesus. We read about him. John the Baptist. Ingrid, can you give me the "Prepare the way of the Lord"? Real, you know, Shakespearean style. No. Oh, man. Go ahead, John the Baptist. Let's see your best, John the Baptist. Prepare the way of the Lord.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
All right, very good. Now, John the Baptist was a strange character. Okay, he ate wild locusts and honey, and he wore camel's hair, kind of strange, and wore a belt, very odd. But he did a really good job at announcing God's news because he didn't talk about himself. He always talked about Jesus. One greater than me is coming. So today what we want to think about is this. 2,000 years has passed since John the Baptist. Does God still use messengers to share the good news? And who are those messengers? Who do you think the messengers are to share the news? Sabina? What's that? Okay, we'll come back there. Caleb?
Everybody.
Did you want to say something, sir?
Christians,
very good. Are you Christians, Janie? Missionaries, good. You know what? You guys are messengers. So get your voices ready to share the good news about Jesus. Prepare the way. Share with your friends today. You are messengers today. Thanks for coming up. Just a little reminder of who you are. Thank you.